Hello, hello, hello. What's up, y'all? This is Tracy. And if you did not know, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and you are now in the zone with Zay and Trey. I'm Trey. Don't know where Zay is. I haven't talked to her today, actually. So I guess she probably forgot. I am 10 minutes late. I actually forgot myself. I'm not really feeling well. So I was a little asleep. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, Zay probably here by herself. And then I get here and she's not here at all. So you will be here with me today. The theme for today is rat beef. And that's basically because of everything that's going on between Remy and Nikki and all the other beefs that we've been witnessing over these past couple years, and also taking it back to old rap beefs, which set the premise of what a rap beef is. Now, if you guys haven't heard, Nikki did a song with Gucci Mane that she's featured on, and on the feature of the song, she had some lyrics that people could say was about Remy, and Remy, like, she took offense to it. I guess she finally took offense to it, because it's something that Nikki always talks about her rap, like being the queen, being on top, all the other rap chicks is her sons, yada yada, which I don't understand why Remy finally said, oh, okay, well, you talking about me, so now I'm gonna go ham on you. When Nikki obviously been doing that for a long time. But she did. And Remy went in about 2 days after the song was out, Remy came out with this song called Sheether. Like ether, but Sheether. So if you don't know where that comes from Nas rap battle that he had with Jay-Z, Ether, where everyone says that Nas bodied Jay-Z in that song. So we'll take a look at that, and then we'll also listen to the reason why we're in this with Remy and Nikki, and also just some other artists who have been known to have rap beef in the past. And then we'll have like a mix of some different songs that I've just been vibing to in between, just to keep it going. I'm not really in much of a talking mood today because I don't really feel well, but that is the agenda for today. So yeah, let's see what we're gonna start off with. I'm thinking I should just give y'all the Remy verse, well, the Remy 7-minute diss track that people going hype over real quick, just so everybody can get on the same page. Maybe I should play the song that got Remy mad first and then go into, yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. This is the song that made Remy very upset and caused her to go ham on Nicki Minaj. And this song is called Make Love, Love, Gucci Mane and Nicki Minaj.
Sold out. niggas is a bunch of knives. Tryna win a gunfight with a bunch of knives. I win, get off the bench and give a bunch of fives. I don't see ya, bitch, I'm the greatest, no Kendrick and no Sia. I'm the iPhone, cue the Nokia. Everybody know you jealous, bitch, it's so clear. Tell them for me to play they role. She see my sexy FF every time she scroll. I got it in the can. So, your career gon' be with Anna Nicole. With your dumb ass face. She ain't eating, but I swear she got some bum ass taste. Text her man like, dog, how that bum ass taste? Pay your rent. Stay in your bum out place. Oh, you the queen of this here. One platinum plaque album flop. Where? I took two bars off just to laugh. You see, silly rabbit, to be the queen of rap, you gotta sell records, you gotta get plaques. S, plural, like the S on my chest. Now sit your dumb out. You got an F on your test.
I'm making money like I'm making sweet love.
Are you dumb?
You a pink diamond chicken wing chain.
Are you dumb?
You had a leopard beehive on your head.
Are you dumb?
Are you forgetting that I pressed you before?
Nicki Minaj.
With your soul like Sheeta. You ain't the queen, I show you. Like, boy, your ass and belly. I prove you lost and ready.
They told you your whole career I'd come home and kill you, right?
I told you I wasn't talking about your dumb ass that looks stupid. You literally got a dumb ass talking crazy. And we all know that you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb. Let's be honest, you stole that line by being your sons. How you take my 09 jail tweet and run? Talking about bringing knives to a fight with guns when the only shot you ever took was in your buns. And I saw Meek at All Star. He told me your ass dropped. He couldn't f*** you for 3 months because your ass dropped. Now, I don't think I understand how bad her ass got. The implants that she had put in her pop. I was like, damn, 90 days and you couldn't have box. Did she at least compensate? Start giving you mad top. Her name Minaj, right? She ain't throw you some bad thoughts. He said, nah, that's when I knew you was really a trash bop. You was screaming Free Remy when I was upstate doom. But now that they Free Remy, you don't sing the same tune. Lock me up, threw away my keys, threw away my weeds. Snatched me from my son, braids to the back. State greens, daily news. Her career's over. She was kind of stupid, but you saw an opportunity because you were opportunist. Left your day one cause you heard he was on some cheap. Then got with the dude that told you on some creep. But what happened to Omeka? Nah, on some G sh. Left him and took a pic with the dude he had beef with. And we all know it was a beef that you started. Pillow talking out of yet. This bitch retarded. Now you gotta die. You dearly departed. Bloodbath when I catch you. A real red carpet. Now what I'ma do, I'ma just stick to the facts. Been so scared of my future. Got this going backwards. Been through mad fools. You disloyal, you hoochie. Now all of a sudden you back with Drake and Tucci. After you said you sucked this, you back with Gucci. Who next, Puff Devil, 50? You a A-list groupie. And to be the queen of rap, you gotta actually rap. The whole industry know that your a rap. No, to be the queen of rap, you can't have a ghost writer. And that's why this is my house, Flo Rida. Done seen Drake penning, Wayne penning, and since your first boyfriend left, ain't winning. You an internet troll, a web browser. I'm sorry, you can't get it online without Safari. Mentioning guns, you galore, James Bond. Only time you touch the triggers when you Trey Songz, cokehead. You cheated on your man with Ebro. I might leak the footage of you sniffing them ski slopes. They gassing you up, but you been on E though. Pills and potions, yup, you been on E ho. Got your ghostwriters back, so you think you lit. Rimbalushi, I'm a ghostbuster. I'm supposed to be scared cause you brought your Barbie chain back. I revert to Annie up, you'll get your Barbie chain gap. Try to front in February, catch you in that Maybach. Show you how to use your name, you be using your name whack. I'm saying, how you mix Nicki with a Minaj? I'ma park this, put Nicki in the garage. I'm getting money like Nicki Barnes. I'm the big homie, I responded in less than 48 hours. Nick knows he getting close like Nick Jonas. Gripping the gauge, then blaze off, face off. Nicolas Cage, you animated like Nickelodeon. You fake, only the kids believe in you. You Saint Nick. Now when I shoot Nick at night, they won't understand it. I'm wildin' out, bout to hit Nick with the cannon. How are you on the VMAs acting like you hood? Way across the stage talking about Miley was good. That's Hannah Montana, she was always happy. You only fronted on Mariah cause Mariah don't carry. Tried to disrespect Taylor cause Taylor wasn't swift enough. Pillsbury dough girl, when you pick the biscuit up and jealous? She was happy when they took me. Best thing ever happened to you is when they booked me. You said you never f- Wayne. How stupid I look, B. Get the picture, I'll expose you. I'm kind of a bully. You name yourself Nicki Lewinsky, the mind of a rookie. Cause you was sucking his d- and now he tired of your nookie. You claim you never f- Drake. Now that's where you took me. You f- the whole empire. Who you trying to be, Cookie? Boogie down Bronx. I come out of the boogie to let you know. Real b- never lie on it and stop talking numbers. You signed a 360 deal through Young Money, through Cash Money, through Republic, which means your money go through five before you touch it. Any videos, promotions come out of your budget. Endorsements, touring merchandise, they finger f- you make like 35 cents off of each ducat. I own my master's independent. So for every sale I do, you gotta do like 10. Stop comparing yourself to Jay, you not like him. You a motherfucking worker, not a boss like Grim. You're done, them pop chicks ain't get the news yet. Bitch, I pop chicks, yeah, and I'm the new vet. I kill rappers, and you good as dead. Talking sh- about me to a death. And usually I have sympathy for them pair, but not when you hard to hearing from untreated gonorrhea. But you point your fingers at me, I'm the bad girl and she the one out here misleading the black girls. All these fake influenced by that girl, dying from bot surgeries with a sad world. But before the butt job, you was a SpongeBob, sucking for records, captain of the squad. And I got a few words for the moms of the young Bobs. Guess who supports a child molester? Nicki Minaj. And you paid for your brother's wedding, that's hella foul. How you spend money to support a pedophile? He a walking dead man sending threats to him. I guess that's why they call you Barbie, you is next to kin. Talking about your money long and your foreign sick. Why you ain't help your bro hottest come from foreign six? You probably somewhere overseas, foreign sick. Thought you could f- with me, by far I'm sick. Meek, Drake, Safari, I see men in your pants. We call that Jelani, get it? See men in your pants, I got trigger fingers, you got bitter fingers. Yeah, you must think you Drake and I'm Twitter fingers. VH1, watch this. You just got bodied by a love of hip-hop. Don't ever in your f***ing life play with me. That's on the set.
Wow. Okay, let's just sit and digest this and talk about it. Because this is like, it's something that's been going on and trending within the music world for a minute. And like, so the first song you heard was Make Love, Gucci Mane and Nicki Minaj. On that track, Nicki Minaj throws out a couple bars, the average about being a queen, people not being able to stand up to the same standards that she on, yada yada. It all seems normal. Now, the part where Remy might have caught some type of offense could have possibly, most likely been saying, she says, hold on, here it goes. Oh, you the queen that is here. One platinum plaque album flop. Where? That is probably where Remy said, oh, she's talking about me. Now, I don't know if Remy has only one platinum plaque. Let me check. She probably do. I'm not really positive. But I'm pretty sure that is where she caught offense to it when she says that. And then she also says, to be the queen of rap, you gotta sell records, you gotta sell plaques. Those two bars on, like, those four lines on Nicki Minaj's verse of Gucci Mane's song was set it all off. And I mean, what I didn't understand as to why Remy came at Nicki was the fact that Remy had been on a radio show. I forgot what radio show it was. It's probably with Charlamagne and them at the Breakfast Club, or it was with Flex. But she said that she didn't have beef with Nicki Minaj. She said, there is no beef between me and Nicki Minaj. We both just rappers. We got to say what we got to say to make it seem like we on top. We all doing this as female rappers. There is no problem. And if anything, I don't think she's talking about me in her songs. And I'm not worried about her or talking about her in my songs. So when she said that, I'm like, oh, cool. Ain't no beef. Until she brought out this diss track a couple days ago. And she's just going off on Nicki. And I'm like, you just said there was no beef. And now you catching, like, you catch your feelings. If anything, I feel like if Nicki wanted that beef, she would have made it more apparent. She probably would have made like a general song. She would have made her own song, not wait until she get on a feature. Now, she probably was talking about Remy. I think that's the only person that she feels she has competition with nowadays. So she probably was throwing shots at Remy. But for Remy to go on a radio show and then go and do the and say the exact opposite that what she said on the radio show, that was really confusing to me. Plus, I didn't really think that the diss that Remy did in response to Nicki's feature was that good to me. If you listen to it, her first bars are very elementary. They are not very good to me. So, in the beginning, you know, most of her song is spent talking about Nicki Minaj in her fake butt, in her butt implants. And she says, I told you I wasn't talking about your dumb A. It looks stupid. You literally got a dumb A. Talking crayon, we all know that you dumb A. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb A. She says, now, for me, that wasn't that. Like, it wasn't creative and it wasn't good to me. Mostly because of the consistent dumb A, dumb A, dumb A. It wasn't a good wordplay to me. And especially the first two. I told you I wasn't talking about your dumb A. It looks stupid. You literally got a dumb A. Those were just like, wow. Like, Remy, you can do way better than that. Come on, like, you really got, like, I feel like, the way I say it, I sound biased, but I really know that, I know Remy got bars. Like, I know she used to be hot. Like, when she say stuff like this, though, it's hard to say, oh, yeah, she hot, like, she hot, like, yeah, she really, like, she, yeah, I amend her for coming at her directly, saying what she wanted, and going straight at her. That was lit. But the like, some of these bars were just trash. She said, and I saw Meek at All Star. He told me that your A dropped. He couldn't F for 3 months because your A dropped. Now, I don't think y'all understand how bad her A got. The implants that she had put in her butt popped. And dropped, got popped. Like, it's just those little things that just, like, all right, we get it, Remy. Move on. And now some of the hot bars that she had was when she said, only time you touch the trigger is when you F Trey songs. Then she began to, like, she started making assumptions. Like when she called her a cokehead. Everybody know Nicki not a cokehead. And if she is, she's not apparent with it. You will never be able to be like, oh yeah, she's a cokehead. Like, no, how do we even know that? Where's the proof? Where's the, you know, you saw her doing this? Like, she looks pretty healthy and fine to me, you know? And then you cheated on your man with Ebro. Ebro went on and said that that was false, as well as Trey Songz to go and say that was false. I mean, maybe that was just to calm the internet down and keep her from looking stupid, but they went on there and they said that was a lie. It wasn't true. I also liked the part where she said, you animated like Nickelodeon, you fake. Only the kids believe in you, you Saint Nick. Yeah. I guess it's, you gotta hear it the way, because I can't say the curse words on air. That's not appropriate. But, yeah. Now, what I don't like is when everybody have some bars that gotta do a Nick. They always gotta reference Cannon, like Nick Cannon. And I don't think it's cute anymore. I also didn't like when she said, walk way across the stage talking about Miley was good. That's Hannah Montana. She was always happy. Now, I didn't understand why you had to mention that's Hannah Montana or that she was always happy. I didn't think that was funny or cute or relevant. But yeah, that's my take on it. Overall, I think this could have been avoided. I feel as though also that Remy did this as a way to get more attention going her way, because since she has been out and she has been making music, All the Way Up is like the only song that's really been getting any like attention, and that's mostly from like older people or people who just like to go to the party and want something really hype to jam to. That was a nice song for that. But when her, I also think that her and Fat Joe should stop doing things together. Like, Remy, if you want to be an artist, be your own solo artist. You don't have to rely on Fat Joe, because we is not checking for Fat Joe no more. He's, like, he been out. Like, we been stopped listening to Fat Joe. Stop putting him on your songs. And what's up with French Montana jumping in the mix with y'all in every song, too? We don't want to hear him that much either. Remy, I feel like if you want to do something, you want to be a rapper, you want to continue to do this rapper thing, do it on your own. Stop trying to make joint mixtapes and joint albums with Fat Joe jumping out with songs. Like, I understand that's your homie, that's your cuz, that's your bro, like, but we don't want to hear him. That's probably why it flopped. And when Nicki put out those stats and they said you only sold 11,000 in the first week, that made me start thinking, like, dang, maybe Remy put this out to get some more popularity and get more attention going to her. Because now, if you think about it, since the disc been out, she keep putting up on her Instagram. Remy keep putting up on his Instagram, like, oh, number this on the charts, number that on the charts. Like, you looking for numbers on her charts, something that you wasn't getting before even throwing this disc out, because 11,000 in the first week is not getting you any bread. Now, that's just my take on it. I feel like that was your way of getting yourself on the charts somehow, some way, because you know that everybody will eat that up like that, because it's like, wow, we've been waiting for this, and it's that built-up animosity, and it's that quote-unquote beef that was never there, but it's there. So I think that's why we were so entertained by it, and I don't think that Nicki is going to, I don't think Nicki is going to respond to that ever, because I feel like she knows, like, why Remy decided to do this, and she's not looking to feed into it. But I'm also scared, because what if it's like Nicki want to, but she don't know how to, because she don't know what to say to Remy, because maybe Remy actually scares her. Who knows? But anyways, I want to get into some more beefs. Now, one of the most recent before this was Drake and Meek Mill, which everybody knows about. And this was a beef that occurred because Meek Mill was putting out his album, and Drake, although he was promoting everybody else's albums and everybody else's sounds, he did not want to promote Meek album, and he gave him no support, and I guess Meek felt some type of way about it, so he called him out on it, even though Drake was previously on songs with Meek and they were cool. Meek felt like that was some fake friendship that was going on between them. Now, once Meek called him out on Twitter and he started talking trash about him, I guess Drake took it some type of way and he decided to throw out the first diss against him. Now, this diss was called Charged Up, and we're going to get into that right now.
Did some charity today for the kids, but I'm used to it, cause all y'all charity cases, all y'all stare in my face. I hope you could be the replacement. This is snitching on us without no interrogation. I stay silent cause we at war and I'm very patient. Six God is watching, I just hope you're prepared to face him. I'm charged up, I'm charged up. Wow, I'm honored that you think this is staged. I'm flattered, man, in fact I'm amazed. The perfect start to the summer, man, it is a doozy. The twist in the movie, but don't jump to conclusions. You boys are getting into your feelings on me. You should embrace it, this could be one of our realest moments. Okay, the flow start to feel familiar, don't it? Must I remind you that Jimmy got 20 million on it? Need DJ Clue to drop a bomb on it. None of them wanted more than I wanted. I seen it all coming, knew they would push a button. East egg hunting, they gotta look for something. Done doing favors for people, cause it ain't like I need the money I make off a feature. I see you niggas having trouble going gold, turning into some so-and-sos that no one knows. But so it go, come live all your dreams out at OVO. We gon' make sure you get your bread and you know the ropes. I get a ring and I bring it home like I'm Corey Joe. No woman ever had me starstruck, or was able to tell me to get my bars up. I'm charged up. Oh no, we eat, niggas ain't about to starve us. Nah, niggas ain't about to starve us. I'm charged up. I bought my niggas rollies off of Thank Me Later while these boys were stanky legging. Trust me, this information is vital. I'm trying to take the high road. I still got love for my idols. I got me a deal with Apple and I still feel entitled. Rumor has it, there's something that only I know. Rumor has it I steer the ship with my eyes closed. Rumor has it I either never could. But rumor has it hasn't done you any good. It sounds, sounds, sound to the day I die. We going live to keep alive. Cops are killing people with their arms up. And your main focus is trying to harm us. Man, you think you about to starve us? This ain't about to starve us. Nah, I'm charged up. Not again. Yeah, I learned a game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and you left the boy no options. I wanna see my go insane. You gon' make me step out of my frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my way. I waited 4 days, where y'all at? I drove here in a rave playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor of Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by singing. I'm not the type of nigga that a type of. And shout to all my boss, wife and. Make sure you hit him with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell them again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, you need better seating. I didn't wanna do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need them. Seen what you do for fame or what you do for freedom, please. Check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real and who ain't one, please. Somebody stop me. I'm talking Bossy and Guan and Wasi. I got the fest in 5 days and it's my. Soon as it hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play this back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play this back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that.
And we're back, we back. And yeah. So those two were Drake's diss against Meek Mill, charged up and back to back. Charged up with like addressing Meek, saying, look, I do, like, I'm the reason why y'all getting these listens, y'all to read. Like, I guess it wasn't, like, it was mostly to Meek, but it could also be applied to other rappers in the game who may have taken Drake for granted or not appreciated his time and what he done. But it's basically saying, like, I made y'all, is what he was trying to say, and if it wasn't for me being on y'all songs, who knows where y'all would be at. Like, if it wasn't for me backing y'all up, who knows. So Meek took offense to that. Well, no, he didn't reply. So in a couple days later, Drake put out another song called Back to Back. And in that song, that's when Drake said, I waited 4 days, where y'all at? Because at the 4 days of not answering the charged up, he said, well, look, y'all was talking all this trash before, now where y'all at now? And it's basically just an add-on, like, he says in the song, you could never check me. Back to back for the people that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on a couple of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa. He's saying, like, I can do this forever. Like, you cannot stop me. Like, I'm unstoppable is basically what he was trying to say. I drove here in a Wraith playing AR AB. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I got to do to make y'all rap. He drove there in the Wraith playing AR AB. Everybody knows that Meek and AR AB wasn't cool. They're still not cool. I doubt that they will ever be cool. And for Drake to say, I drove here. He say here, he mean Philly. I drove in Philly playing AR AB. Is saying, like, I drove here bumping somebody that you don't like. I'm very disrespectful and I'm in your city. What you gonna do about it? I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. He wasn't sure why this beef even started. Like, okay, I didn't tweet your album. I didn't promote it to get you more listens or downloads or buys. Why are you upset? Why did that have to turn into us beefing? But I guess this is what I got to do to make y'all rap. So I guess I have to keep throwing these songs out just to get an answer as to why this is happening. What's up with us? So I thought that this is a pretty good, I'm not going to lie. When it came out, I was pretty mad because I wanted Meek to, like, go ham on him. Like, I'm from Philly. So for Meek to not really give me what I wanted in response to Drake, I was pretty upset. But I'm not gonna lie, this back to back, like, charged up wasn't very that good to me. I feel like Meek could have threw something back at charged up and it would have been like, wow, all right, we got something. But he didn't do anything when charged up came out. So back to back came out and everybody like, oh man. And back to back was like a good song, like, you could bump that throughout the summer or whatever. Excuse me. Ugh. I had to sneeze, but it didn't come out. And then Drake goes on to say, you love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you get embodied by singing. I'm not the type of that'll type in and shout to all my boss wife and so. This was a lot, but everybody know that Drake always had a crush on Nicki Minaj. Everybody thought like they would be so cute together. Why don't they be together? But when Nicki got out of her relationship with her ex-boyfriend Safari, she ended up with Meek, and that's when she went on her tour, and Meek was on her tour with her. So this was a good jab that he was able to do, where he says, is that a world tour, as in is it your tour or your girl's tour? Like, is this a world tour because you've never been able to get out the country on your own because nobody want to see you worldwide? Or is it your girl tour because it was her tour and you living it up like it's yours? So I thought that was a nice one. I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Like, everybody know Meek come from North Philly, really hard streets of Philly. And he had a hard life growing up, and everybody know that he has this thuggish gangsta personality, mentality that he puts on Instagram about his hard past and struggles and how he managed to make it out the hood. So he said, this is not what she meant when she told you to open up more. Like, don't go for people who can, like, literally demolish you. This is not what she meant when she said open up to her. She didn't mean go out and do dumb stuff. Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. He was, as I said before, he had this thug mentality, this thug persona, and then when it's time to go to war, you jump on Twitter to do your fighting for you. Like, why are you, instead of going out and showcasing that persona that you put on all the time, why does it take you to go to Twitter to ignite and finish off your war instead of doing what you say you do in songs? You get embodied by singing. I'm not the type of that are typed in and shout to all my boss and wife. And basically, Drake is already taking his crown for this beef, and he already nominated himself to win. So that's what that was. So I thought that was a good beef. I actually want to play Meek's song. Everybody, if you have not listened to it, we're going to listen to it today, because I feel like you can't play Drake and not play Meek. That's disrespectful to myself to even do that to my mans. I don't know how this is going to work out, but I do want to actually listen to it. All right, so this is Meek's diss to Drake, Wanna Know.
Funk master flex. I just wanna know how niggas going to jail, telling on niggas coming back home and it's still being cool. I just wanna know how Instagram and Twitter with 50,000 followers ain't got no money in real life, but still popping. I just wanna know. I wanna know if a nigga ain't really putting it in, but acting like he putting it in. Niggas letting it fly like it's cool. I really wanna know, man. Shit getting different out here. It's getting spooky. Now when that shit went down with Chris, you wrote a check. In New Orleans, with my chain, they give respect. So with that, tell me you a pussy and a fan. Set it around, sit, you know the shooter's at your neck. I just wanna know if you ain't right there running through the six. Tell us who the fuck's quitting running through the six with.
Running through the six with my ass.
But you claim you can't know. I just wanna know.
back of that toe, look thrill again. Says a lot about all the people that feeling them. But I'ma show you, nigga, we real again. Heard that talking, we ain't get back yet. Let's keep it short, nigga. You ain't get your chick back yet. And now she rockin' with the chest, I know you missed that check. You went from clean, put the butter patch, missed that jet. Hold up,
I got to take them off for here. That's right. I gotta take them off of here. There's only one, and that's me. You understand? Boy, that's fighting. You understand? The sucker think he good. The sucker think he can whoop me. And I knew he can't whoop me. Hey, boy, the nigga whole style is chump. You understand? When it comes to me, you understand? So let me get mine first. Then after I get mine, you can do what you want to do.
You know you fucked up, right?
Hey!
You should have just said nothing. Now y'all gonna have to give me a check to stop. All I hear is platinum neck, platinum this. Meanwhile, I'm on the carpet with a platinum chick. I got a platinum rolly, platinum whip. Niggas, I tell the truth, don't ask me shit. All this industry fake enemy and rapper shit. It's never really my style, we got cash to get. I really started from nothing, that's back some shit. He almost caught it to Messi when he smacked that bitch. Hold up. Let that bitch breathe.
Hey. This called poppin' shit. There's no cut on it. There's no cut on it. If your feelings getting hurt, you feel like, oh, that's an arrogant motherfucker. No, this is the truth. And the truth hurts. Haven't I paid my dues?
Hey.
Yes, if you did not know, you are listening to WRJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, and you are in a zone with Zay and Trey. Zay is not here, but Trey is always here for you guys. We just listened to Meek Mill diss to Drake, Wanna Know, and that song, I'm just going to do a little brief thing before I get up out of here. That song didn't get as much publicity and support as Drake's did because of how long it took Meek to respond. I feel like if he would have dropped this right after Drake did his Charged Up, then Meek would have been on top, and then it would have been Drake coming again, and then Meek possibly going again afterwards. I think that's the biggest point. I think doing that, I feel like the things that Meek said in the song, he didn't fill up the time as well as he could have. He had too many interludes of recordings of different people. He had too many bombs dropping, or just the whole Undertaker background music in the back just didn't really do it for me. I didn't understand what the purpose was. I guess he was trying to say, I'm about to end you. Like, because Undertaker, if you ever watch wrestling, Undertaker is known for the really strong appearance. And when he fights anybody he wins, it's like, I ended him. Like, especially with his Undertaker special move when he picks you up and power slams you. But I feel as though some of the things that he said in there was okay. I didn't think it was too bad. It just, I feel like if he would have responded and not let Drake build up as much as he could and let everybody back him up, because he threw out two songs back to back, then it could have possibly been a more, it could have been way better. Like, anyways, today was all about rap beefs and how we perceive them. I give y'all my perception. I don't know how y'all take it, but those were the ways that I took it. And I enjoy listening to rap battles, especially if they could be fun and entertaining, and it's a equality between them. Like the two examples between, one between Remy and Nicki Minaj, and Drake between Meek, they're not really equal, because Remy is ahead right now because Nicki has not yet responded, which I hope will change, and I hope I can come back next week and be like, ooh, did y'all hear Nicki anyways? But, and then Meek and Drake, Meek made that unequal on his own, so I don't really want to say that's unequal when he made that unequal on himself. But yes, if you see me and you heard this, I hope that we can have a conversation about it. I want to understand more. So yeah, that was my show for this week. Rap Beef, you were listening to In the Zone with Zay and Trey. I'm Trey. Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Keep tuning in. Keep coming back every Tuesday, 5 to 6, In the Zone. Thank you and have a nice night.